Hello, welcome to my presentation, OSH Communication Kit, Conversation Starters for the Deaf and the Hearing. I'm Daniel Wesselek, an interaction designer from Berlin. Thank you to FOSDEM21 and especially the Room D Design for giving me the possibility to present some work here. The presentation will last approximately 15 minutes. And a quick note in the beginning, I'm using a tool for this presentation. It's called SpaceDeck Open, and it's kind of a mix of the proprietary tools Miro and Prezi in a way. And I was quite glad to find this tool because it's a useful thing for workshops and so on. You can find the slides of this presentation under the link provided, and there's also a link to the GitHub. You might be wondering what the connection between inclusive design and open source hard and software is, and I've been part of a team for the last 20 months or so, EU-funded project, Caribles, where it's the goal to collect and present and co-develop new solutions for individual needs and offer them in a replicatable form on a platform called welder.app. As we normally would be in Brussels right now, and as I was last time at FOSDEM, a big shout out to open source publishing from Brussels. I've first seen them at a conference called Typografie Lebt in Weimar, probably 2010. And I really liked the concept of doing classical desktop publishing, but only using open source tools to do so, and also sharing like fonts and other things, doing workshops. And open source publishing probably had a part in me switching over to Linux and trying to do all my design work in Linux with open, free and open tools. In 2015 or 16, I was in Singapore at a lab called Augmented Human Lab, and we got the chance to develop a new starting indicator light for swimmers, for deaf swimmers, that would be used at competitions in general. And the previous model was just one like orange blinky thing at the side, so you had to like turn your head around and was difficult to see, and you had like a real disadvantage in jumping from the starting block. So we developed this project that consists of like two LED rings, a green and an orange one. The green one is in the middle, so you have like this anticipation phase, and yeah, and we made it compatible with the Omega timing system that is widely used. I really liked working on this project. This was not necessarily like open source hardware, but it was a way for me to work with deaf people and understand needs and requirements and transform them into a real product. I really like open hardware, so this is a slide to illustrate my interest in open hardware. In probably 2007 or something, we did a project called Lootclaus Pro, like a toy sequencer that I won't show now, but like, yeah, I have a long-standing history of interest in open source hardware. This is kind of like a nerd joke, but I think it's really important to use floss